From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi all, I'm Brandon VK4FAB from the Banana Shire Repeater Association. On Saturday the 3rd of May, a fellow club member, Kev Blanche, VK4FINN, sat his standard licence exam at the Clearview Gathering. After a few months of hard study prior to the gathering, I am happy to report that he was successful in gaining his standard call. He'll now be known on the air as VK4MKB or Victor Kilo 4, Mike Kilo Bravo. This has now prompted myself and fellow club members to put our heads down and study really hard to be ready to sit the exam and join Kev with the next level of licence. On behalf of the Banana Shire Repeater Association, I would like to extend congratulations for this accomplishment. Well done, Kev, and look forward to hearing you on the air with the new call. Seven Trees from Brandon, Victor Kilo 4, Fox Alpha Bravo Bravo from the Banana Shire Repeater Association.
Darling Downs Radio Club will be holding a foundation license class and exam event in Toowoomba on June 21st and June 22nd. If you know of anyone who has been sitting on the fence, give them a shove, as this is almost certainly going to be the only foundation license class held in the Toowoomba area in 2014. An expression of interest email to vk4tj at wia.org.au is all it takes to get the ball rolling. On behalf of the Darling Downs Radio Club, I'm John, Victor Kilo 4 Tango Juliet.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Toowoomba area, it can be heard on 146.750. The VK4RDD 2-metre repeater at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. I'm Dave, VK4LED.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We're officially in winter, and for some weeks I've been noticing how the broadcast signals are reflecting the cooler weather. Our weather forecasters are struggling to define what is going to happen in the months ahead. Winter months are going to be warmer. And are we in for an El Niño or not? It's one of the challenges of the radio hobby, in that propagation varies day to night, from season to season and from year to year. Then there is the amazing 11-year sunspot cycle. As good as the information available is, and as easy as access is to information via the net, there still remains the challenge of finding and using the prevailing conditions to your advantage. Part of the thrill of making DX contacts on UHF is being where the propagation is. Part of the fun of making DX contacts on HF is being there when the opening happens. Part of the fun is making the best of the station and the situation you are in. So does it really matter whether the weather is wet or dry or the air is hot or cold? As far as personal comfort goes, it probably does. But as far as enjoying amateur radio goes, I feel it is as good as conditions allow and as good as we make it. We learn by doing, and when we enjoy what we are doing, our hobby is as good as it gets. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.